Congratulations on grabbing the opportunity to get this magic script. I call it a magic script because the true meaning of magic is supernaturally transforming, and this script will truly transform your life supernaturally if you lay a proper foundation and use it correctly and consistently. And in the next few minutes, I am going to help you build a foundation to work from. The Bible is recognized by many scholars as the source of all knowledge pertaining to the law of attraction. So I think we can dispel the need to be politically correct in order to not offend those who can't stomach the thought of receiving anything good from sacred text. That being said, let's look at the basis for what is now termed the law of attraction. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Matthew 21:22 says, "Whatever you ask in prayer believing, you shall receive." Mark 11:24 says, "Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." And finally, to paraphrase Luke 12:31-33, "Take no thought, saying, how shall we buy food and pay our bills? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you will never have to worry about money again." If what the scripture says is true, we really need to look no further. We only need to understand and live these four verses in order to solve all of our money problems. Learn to make a prayer that works 100% of the time. Then by exercising your faith daily, you will soon discover that you will in fact receive whatsoever you ask for in faith believing. So here are the steps or keys of faith that will unlock this mystery and cause everything you ask for to materialize. 1. Fill your heart with gratitude for your problems and speak your gratitude aloud and often. 2. Get a clear understanding of what you want and describe it in great detail. 3. Surround yourself with the feeling of already having the things that you want. And 4. Affirm that they already exist and are rapidly manifesting before your physical eyes. My name is John Austin, and in 1983, I was reading the Bible and came across a verse in John 17:3, which says, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." I grew up in a Christian home, and I was trying to live a good life, and I believed that when I died, I would be going to heaven. But something happened that day that I can only describe as that verse of scripture being burned into my mind and my heart like a branding iron. I couldn't let it go, and I became insatiably hungry to know the Lord. I began getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which was 2 hours earlier than normal, so I could spend an hour in scripture study and an hour in prayer. A few days later, I was thumbing through a magazine and came across a full-page ad for something called a reminder. This was long before cell phones and pagers, but this device was small like a pager and would vibrate like a cell phone on silent mode once every 60 seconds. I couldn't imagine why anyone would want such a thing, but the Spirit whispered to me and said that it was created especially for me. So I put a check in the mail, and a couple weeks later, I was the proud owner of a reminder. I reasoned to myself that if I could focus every minute of my waking hours upon communicating with the Lord, that I could get to know him that way. So each morning I turned on my reminder and put it in my button-down shirt pocket, and every minute of my waking hours I was getting a vibration over my heart, reminding me to talk with the Lord. Little did I know what I was in for. This ended up being an 11-year quest to know the Lord that was filled with wonder and excitement as each day unfolded in front of me. I filled 2 hardbound journals with my experiences and the things that I learned. I have since lost my journals due to some unfortunate circumstances, but many of the memories have stayed with me and forever shaped my life and the person I have become. To shorten a story that could fill a book, the more I communicated with the Lord, the more that he communicated with me. I witnessed many miracles that saved both my own life and the lives of others by obeying the still small voice of the Spirit, and during those 11 years, I received a wealth of knowledge and wisdom beyond description. During that time, I sought to understand many things, one of them being to know how to make a prayer that will be answered 100% of the time. And what the Lord taught me were 4 keys of faith, which I have used hundreds of times to get the things that I wanted. Key number 1 is gratitude. Gratitude is a contraction of 2 words, great and attitude. We have all heard that attitude determines altitude, and it does. There is an unseen power in gratitude that empowers faith, much the same as your car is powered by its motor, and the more you practice being grateful, the more you will know this is true. Gratitude is such an important part of faith that there can be no faith without gratitude. Even the secret scripture you are about to receive invokes the feeling of gratitude. Going forward, you will understand why that is so important. The Lord commands us to be grateful in all things. That includes being grateful even for our problems, our sicknesses, and our losses. Invoking gratitude helps to dispel the negative thoughts and feelings that generally accompany such problems. And the command to be grateful in all things should also give us a clue as to how important gratitude is in our daily lives. Furthermore, the Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. So ask yourself, how often would people exercise faith if they didn't have problems? Likely seldom, if ever. God created our mortal experience in such a way that we can't escape problems, and sometimes our problems need to become so extremely painful that we can no longer ignore the fact that we have been operating without faith. Exercising faith is not for God's benefit, it is for us. Once I understood this, I could accept my problems as an opportunity to exercise faith, and one of the things that helped me through some of the most difficult problems and challenges of my life is the scripture which says, "All things work for good to those who love the Lord." I've been through some problems that were so big and so painful that the only way I could find any solace was to repeat over and over again, "All things work for good to those who love the Lord." As much as anything, repeating this verse has helped get me through some tough times. It also caused me to look for the good that I knew would eventually come as a result of the challenge I was facing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you." Key number two is vision. The Bible is filled with many treasures, and sometimes we have to go on a treasure hunt to make sense of it. The Bible defines faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The blueprint of a house is evidence of a house you can't yet see. A blueprint, then, is your vision of the house that you want to build. The Bible then says to write your vision and make it plain, which means you want the doors and windows and everything drawn in their proper place so that when the house is built, there will be no surprises and you will be perfectly happy with the end result. The Bible also says that without vision, the people perish, which in this case could mean the house you are dreaming of will never materialize. It will always remain a dream. So let's relate this to something else that you might desire. Let's say you want a new car, so you go car shopping. Maybe you read some reviews to get some ideas about what car would best suit your needs. Then you visit the car dealer and pick out the make and model that you want. You choose the color and other features you want added on. Then you test drive the car. While doing all of this, you are bringing all of your senses into play. You memorize the smell of the leather seats and how they feel as you reach out and hold the steering wheel in your hands. You feel your heart racing as you drive down the street and notice how people are looking at you. Your sense of hearing comes into play as you notice how quiet the engine is and how there is no rattling of loose and worn out parts. You memorize every detail of the car, the color of the paint, the floor mats, all of the gauges, and how the interior looks. All of your senses are stimulated by this experience. Then you get a picture of that exact car and you hang it on your refrigerator so that every time you see it, your senses are again stimulated as you imagine having that very car parked in your own driveway. And as you remember all of the wonderful details of that car, it causes your desire to grow even stronger. That is an example of making your vision plain. And the more you can stimulate your imagination or vision and all of your senses, the faster your vision will materialize. So key number two is making a blueprint of the things you desire. Make a list of your desires on paper or in your computer and clearly describe the things that you want. And the more clearly you describe them, the quicker they will materialize and the happier you will likely be when you receive them. Many people fail to get what they want simply because they don't have a clear vision of what they want. Key number three is surround yourself with the feeling of already having your desire fulfilled. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is the basis for the classic book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. So is it really possible to change how our heart thinks and thereby change our circumstances? Let's see what science has to say about it. Quantum physicists tell us that the human heart has an energy field that extends out from the body approximately 15 to 18 feet, And when photons of light come into contact with this energy field, they begin to agree with each other and create whatever the heart is feeling. Photons make up every material thing in our universe, and therefore photons of light are the substance of things that you hope for, spoken of in scripture. So the idea here is to bring your heart into resonance with the things and circumstances that you desire. And the way to do that is to surround yourself with the feeling of already having each of the items on your list. As I was experimenting with how to do this, I started asking myself, how would I feel if right now I had? And then I would name the thing I desired. Then I would close my eyes, sit still, and imagine how it would feel to have that thing right now. Feeling is the secret, and the more you exercise your faith, the stronger the feeling grows of already having what you desire until it can no longer be withheld from you. We now see that science and scripture do agree on the idea that our hearts create our physical reality, and if we can change how we think and feel, our outward circumstances have to change to match the feeling. For example, if you were diagnosed with cancer, and rather than accepting the diagnosis, you start surrounding yourself with the feeling of being cancer-free, the cancer will have no choice but to disappear. Start by asking, how would I feel if right now I was cancer-free? Try different questions until you find one that resonates with you. Others might ask, how would I feel if Jesus were to reach out and touch me and heal me instantly? What is important is that you ask a question that elicits the feeling you want to resonate with. Meditate upon the feeling of being cancer-free until the cancer cannot coexist with you. When you truly feel what it is like to have what you want, and you continue to maintain that feeling, the day will come when whatever you desire will have to manifest. That holds true for everything on your wish list. Perhaps your goal is to earn $1,000 daily. That will happen if you exercise your faith and start believing it and acting upon your desire. Start with a number that you can imagine is possible, because believing is what makes it happen. But at the same time, remember that faith has no limits. Nothing is too great for the power of faith. Whatever you ask for in faith believing, you shall receive it. And when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Key number four is affirmation. The definition of affirm is to make firm from that which is infirm. Photons of light create everything in our physical universe. But when they are dancing around in random orbit, they are not firm. They have no physical form. Whether we know it or not, we are children of God and we create things in the same manner that He does. God didn't create the heavens and the earth by random happenstance. He knew exactly what He was creating right down to the last grain of sand on the seashore. The scripture says that God speaks to things that are not, as though they are. So what did God do after He knew exactly how He wanted the heavens, the earth, the animals, and mankind to be? He spoke them into existence. He said, "Let there be light. Let there be animals to roam the earth and fish to swim in the sea." So step number four is to affirm that the things you desire do in fact exist. But in order for affirmations to work, you need to be in the attitude of gratitude, in the feeling of already having the thing you desire. Finally, you need to find affirmations that resonate with you. Even the scripture is filled with affirmations like, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So let's say your desire is to earn $1,000 a day, and you've decided that the fastest and easiest way to do that is by referring others to our billion-dollar mission. Faith without works is dead, so you are exercising your faith, repeating the magic script which I'm about to give you, while actively pursuing ways to meet new people and invite them to also get the same information for free. And when you do, money will magically begin to show up in your billion-dollar mission dashboard, because our donation plan at our billion-dollar mission surpasses any referral plan ever created. But that is not the real motivator for sharing this script with others. By repeating it frequently, money will begin to flow to you effortlessly from multiple sources. Your health and energy will rebound, and your relationships will soar. When you are alone, you repeat it aloud, and when you are around people, you repeat it silently to yourself. This will quickly empower your belief that you will indeed be earning $1,000 a day or even more in the not-too-distant future. Words have power, and I don't profess to understand exactly how it all works, and perhaps I don't need to. I do know, however, that repeating this magic script lifts my personal vibrations in addition to whatever creative power the words may have. I have read a number of books written by people who found affirmations that worked for them. Here are a few examples of what others have used. I now enjoy $1,000 in daily income. I am so happy and thankful that I now have $1,000 in daily income. Thank you, Lord, for giving me $1,000 in daily income. Let me receive $1,000 income every day. Let me be in perfect health and pain-free. Let me share this magic script with 1,000 or more other people. Even without the magic script, affirmations have changed the lives of many people by helping them to strengthen their feeling of already having what they were asking for. Remember, for affirmations to work, you must be in the attitude of gratitude, and you must surround yourself with the feeling of already having that which you desire while doing them. Many people, including myself, have used affirmations from the Bible to give them courage and help them get through some troubled times. One of my favorites is found in Romans 8:28. All things work for good to those who love the Lord. During some extremely difficult times in my own life, I repeated this scripture over and over tens of thousands of times, like a broken phonograph record, and by doing so, all negative thoughts and feelings were driven out. They simply could not endure the positive vibrations forever and finally had to flee, which allowed me to turn my circumstances around. Depending upon what you are going through, things will sometimes turn around quickly. But no matter how tough the problem may be, God promises that it will never be beyond your capacity to endure, and you will eventually see that whatever you are going through now actually turns out to be for your good if you are willing to acknowledge it. Then perhaps, if you failed to be grateful for your problem while it was happening, you can at least show gratitude afterward. Now I will give you the 20-word secret script, which is itself an affirmation. I'm so grateful that money now comes to me, easily, effortlessly, and consistently, every day, and in every way. Shalem. Ecclesiastes 10:19 says money answers all things, so it should be no surprise that the Bible reveals how to have an abundance of money. As I analyzed this script, several things came to mind. The word now is present tense. There is no waiting. Everything is happening instantly and in real time. Money coming easily, effortlessly, and consistently is directly opposite to a condition of lack. There is no more struggle. It is no longer a physical battle to pay bills and recover my health and create loving relationships. Consistently and every single day. Not a day goes by without abundance flowing to me. In every way means I now have the Midas touch. Everything I put my hand to turns to gold, no matter where I go, no matter what I do. Opportunities abound. People I meet are friendly. Money shows up unexpectedly. I am optimistic. I expect good things to happen. I am filled with energy and enthusiasm, and any setbacks turn to successes. Finally, the Hebrew word shalem means completed to perfection, which reminds me of a story told by Greg Braden. A lady who had inoperable bladder cancer went to a clinic in China where people were cured by the power of faith as opposed to invasive procedures like surgery or chemotherapy. When she arrived, she was assigned three people to assist her. The first was a lady who operated a sonogram who took a still photo of the tumor, which she posted to the left side of a monitor. Then she hooked up a live feed of the tumor on the right side of the monitor. Initially, both pictures looked identical. The other two assistants were men who were trained in the art of feeling that the person they were working with was already healed. At the same time, they were chanting a word in Chinese that effectively has the same meaning as shalem, which makes me believe that other races and cultures at one time had access to these same teachings. I don't know how that is possible, but while repeating this word over and over again, the tumor began to shrink, and within 2 minutes and 45 seconds, the tumor totally disappeared. The word shalem is different from shalom, which is commonly used to mean hello or goodbye, and can also mean be safe or go in peace. Shalem by itself has the ability to create abundance and perform surgeries and all kinds of miracles when repeated over and over again. Remember that you must also surround yourself with the feeling of your desire being granted, similarly as what happened in the case of the tumor mentioned above. And when combined with the entire 20-word magic script, the power of the other words come into play with a synergistic effect that even multiplies the power of the word shalem. So let me repeat the 20-word script again. I'm so grateful that money now comes to me easily, effortlessly, and consistently every day and in every way. Sha Lem. I'm so grateful that money now comes to me easily, effortlessly, and consistently every day and in every way. Sha Lem. I'm so grateful that money now comes to me easily, effortlessly, and consistently every day and in every way. Sha Lem. The sounds that are made when saying the word Sha Lem may be significant. The letters A and H together make the sound aw, which some cultures consider to be the sound of creation. The sound aw also appears in many of the names of God. Abba, Father, God, Adonai, Yahweh, Yeshua, Allah, Krishna, Ra, and so on. Is this a coincidence, or is the sound aw perhaps a sacred sound? A gentleman on YouTube teaches a Hindu meditation where they repeat the word aw. This meditation is used specifically for manifesting. They visualize the thing that they want to manifest while repeating the sound aw over and over again. The om sound is also important in different cultures and is recited during meditation. Om meditation done in the evening is said by some to be an expression of gratitude for the blessings of the day that is now ending. It should cause us to wonder if there is something to these sounds, since these meditations have been passed down and practiced throughout the ages. Some people believe that such things are evil or taboo, but if they were evil, wouldn't the people who practice them also be evil? What we typically see among devotees of these practices is zero crime. Doesn't the Bible tell us that we can tell if someone is good or evil by looking at their fruits, which are their actions? Perhaps it's not a coincidence that the word Sha Lem can be broken down into two of the most revered sounds which are considered to be sacred by different cultures. And what I personally like to do is to say the syllables of the word Sha Lem in much the same way that one would say Om while meditating, and there are plenty of examples of this meditation that can be found on YouTube if you aren't already familiar with what I'm talking about. I purposely prolong each of the sounds Sha and Lem for several seconds, allowing them to vibrate and reverberate through my entire body in much the same way that Om meditation is done. I do this before going to sleep, and this is the only meditation that I have been able to do effectively in a prone position. With continued practice, you will find what works for you to keep your mind laser focused on where you are going rather than where you have been. Finally, I believe it's important to understand that the human mind is like a battery. It literally runs on electricity, and after a battery is used, it needs to be recharged. A mind charged with positive affirmations will produce positive manifestations, and a mind charged with negativity will produce a quality of life that will make you want to run away and escape it. If you charge a direct current battery with alternating current, you will blow it up. Charge a 12-volt battery with 110 volts, and you will also blow it up. The battery of the human mind is different from other batteries. It can be charged with either positive or negative energy, but you can't charge your thoughts with negative energy and expect to create a positive life, and that's what most people are trying to do. Whenever we use words like I need, I don't have, and I want, we are affirming lack. Words have power, and no matter how small or insignificant our thoughts and words may seem, we must guard against even the slightest margin of error. It is only when one comes to understand how finely tuned the human mind is and how sensitive it is to negative and positive thoughts and feelings that he will be able to focus the kind of attention that is needed to overcome all negativity. But the person who is finally able to do that becomes unstoppable. Nothing can prevent them from creating anything their heart desires. And that is why it is imperative that you keep the words of this magic script in your mind and on your lips consistently and continuously. When you do that, there will be no room for other thoughts to enter in. Right now, it may appear to you and to everyone around you that you are broke, broken, hungry, homeless, sick, tired, or a thousand other descriptions of why me, I don't have, I can't. But starting right now, you no longer have the latitude to acknowledge or even think these things, no matter how real and oppressing they may seem at the moment. Instead, you must memorize the magic script starting right now and use it to push out every thought, every feeling, and every appearance of the world you don't want to live in tomorrow. Now that you have logged in and retrieved your magic script, open the marketing tools on the left side of your dashboard and copy your personalized link for the magic script landing page. First, paste it into a browser, and when it opens, click the yellow button below the video, which will take you to a registration page. Your name should appear as the referrer. This is important because if it doesn't, the person who gets your link will be stuck and will not be able to register. If your name does show up correctly, then post that link to your social media, send emails and texts, and use whatever tools and contacts you have to share this with as many people as possible. Try to use a catchy tagline that people will click on, like a gift that keeps on giving. Once you have started to share your link, then log in to your dashboard again and open How to Make a Donation on the left-hand side. Currently, we only have the ability to accept cryptocurrency. If you have any experience with crypto already, it will be no more difficult than logging into your bank account and paying a bill or making a transfer. If you are new to crypto, don't worry. You too will want to learn this skill, and let me tell you why. I had a friend who urged me several times to buy Bitcoin when it was selling for a nickel. Crypto had no history at that point in time, and I declined the offer. If I had invested just $100 then and held on to it until now, I could sell it for $200 million today, and obviously Bitcoin will continue to go up in value with time. Right now, there is another cryptocurrency that is selling for 3 cents that pundits have said will one day reach $40,000 each. The chance of being at the right place at the right time doesn't always present itself twice. By going through a small learning curve that is far less difficult than learning how to use a computer or a smartphone, will put you at the forefront of this and other opportunities that I believe are really just getting started. Don't let fear of the unknown slow you down. Moreover, on the lower right-hand side of your dashboard, you will find a chat button to our live customer service that is available 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday Eastern Time. You have come this far. Let us help you help others while helping yourself. This is John Austin, and I am so thrilled to welcome you to our $1 billion mission family.